Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
He looks like a person of interest in a crime. Yeah, somebody that the police are actively looking for.
That was a prison joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes. It was definitely a prison joke.
Yes.
Yes, it absolutely was.
Again, if you're watching...
No, just don't arrest him. We got cops here asking if they need to leave for this part of the segment.
Yeah, snitches get stitches, eh?
Yeah, they do. God damn it. If you're watching the video show and you say to yourself, man, what does a Florida man look like in all of these articles? Boom, you're looking at it right here.
Florida man right here. I'm in literally every article ever written about Florida man ever.
That's,
I am
like
the
it.
Florida man.
Have you been to jail? Because it looks like you have a homemade tattoo that just says dirt on your hand. Is that real?
I got that as a joke. I do. Can you get the camera
Alec,
on it?
Why don't you zoom in on this? It just says dirt on his hand. It looks like you did that yourself.
So I got
with your
that.
Other hand.
It's actually deer tay.
Yeah, it's deer tay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Nice.
It's French. Yeah, it's French. It's French for
no,
class.
I got that as a joke like 10 years ago. Because I wanted to say, oh, you ever have dirt on your hands? You can't get it off. You know, you start to wipe it off. You
keep
can't get it off.
There, buddy.
Ah.
Look, and look.
That's
right
a long
there.
Way to go for a joke.
It's still funny.
Yeah, it's not a face tattoo, but it's close.
Still, well, I'll never get a face tattoo.
We'll see.
On
we'll
this
see,
handsome
yeah.
face?
Well, it's
come
true,
on.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, true. Come on, man.
So let's ask the obvious question. You've been to prison, right?
Yes. Sir.
Were you in prison with Amiri King?
I was...
No, was
I wasn't in. I wasn't in Eddyville. No, I did time. I did my time in Louisiana.
Oh, nice. Louisiana prison, even better.
Yeah.
Because when I think of Florida,
nope, way
the
worse.
State after is Louisiana. That was a complete joke.
Thanks.
What'd you go to prison for?
Attempted murder.
Holy shit! Are you serious?
I'm.
Yeah. The fucked up thing is I can't back up anywhere. I'm an inch from the pool. Either I go in the pool or this motherfucker kills me.
Bye bye.
So here's what happened. He was on a podcast.
Yeah.
And the guy kept talking shit to him.
Holy shit. Is that real attempted murder?
Yes. It absolutely is.
Who did
I
you attempt
sentenced.
To murder?
I was facing it's do we have time?
Yeah, we have all the time in the world,
okay.
My man.
I was dating a girl years and years ago. We were at a bar. We were hanging out. We were drinking, having a good time. Some guy put his hands on her.
So you're basically Nick Cage and Con Air is what you're saying.
Yeah. I never thought of that, but thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say that from now on.
You're welcome.
You are my new best friend.
Yes.
Sorry, Emery.
Oh.
No. Oh,
I've stolen so much from him. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Emery.
Oh, he's talking about
no.
Emery King, who's been on the show.
And he doesn't know how to spell his name right, brother.
No. No, it's a weird spelling, but we like Emery. He's a funny guy.
He is.
So this dude put his hands on your lady.
This guy put his hands on my girl at the time, and you know, I got him in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And there was a whole, you know, shit storm started over it. And I beat his ass. I almost killed him. He was in the hospital.
He was so it was just your hands, like not a weapon or anything.
No weapon, no nothing.
You really got to fucking beat a guy good to get a fucking attempted murder charge with your bare hands.
Look, okay, no, I'm not gonna like hype myself up or anything, but yeah, I did. I did put him in a hospital.
Okay,
he almost died, but luckily I had a good lawyer. And they got it dropped to assault, just assault.
So simple assault. How many years did you serve in prison?
Seven. Seven? Ooh. 7 years.
You
4
didn't have
months.
That great of a lawyer.
It was better than 25.
Yeah, that's true.
Was that what you were facing?
Yeah, I was looking at 25. I did 7 years, 4 months, 13 days, 6 hours.
Man, and it sounds
kept
like you never
fucking kept track.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you never kept track.
No.
When you're involved in a situation like this, because I think this happens to all of us, right? Somebody talks shit to your lady, you end up beating the shit out of them. You never think you're going to be up for attempted murder, right?
Not at the time, no.
No. So who pressed charges? This guy or
this guy? Well, oh, this his guy family. Did. His family. He had a what is that called? Power of attorney.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, whatever that shit's called, because he was unresponsive.
Did he end up living?
Yeah. No, he's fine now. Yeah. He's fine. He recovered 100% from what I know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You ever chat with him or?
Yeah, you guys friends on Facebook?
Why in the fuck?
I'm just asking.
Why in the fuck?
Look, bury the past.
Bury the past.
Move on with your life. Become friends with him.
Yeah.
You guys start a life together.
Why not? Okay. Move away together. Are you still with the girl?
No. God, no.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
No. Nope. That was 7 years of my life fucking wasted, eh?
Yeah, but so you're in prison. Did she say, hey, I love you, I'm going to stay with you throughout the 7 years?
She absolutely did.
She did?
Oh, my
and did
God.
She, and did that make it the full seven?
No.
It did not.
It made it 4 months.
Oh, 4 months.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ. So you go to jail for 7 years for a girl who
lasted
that, about 4 months.
Where's that one that got topless in the fucking hot tub? Right
yes.
there.
Is
Stand
that,
up.
Is that your
Stand
wife?
Stand up right there. That's my wife now.
Oh, that is your wife.
Way
oh, you
after.
Did. Congratulations. Yeah. You know, it's weird. Out of everybody here, the girl who got topless in the hot tub, I did not expect to be with you. Totally kidding. That's exactly who I expected.
Yeah.
No, totally. Yeah, how long you guys been together?
8 years.
Oh, 8 years
eight
now.
8 years, yeah.
So that's a happy thing. Are you guys married?
8 years. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, not on paper, but we've lived together for 8 years, so why not?
Yeah, that's Jared's motto.
We'll marry you.
Yeah.
We'll marry you guys.
Do
yeah.
it.
Do
we'll
it. Do it.
Do it. No, right now.
Well,
I mean,
we can't
now.
Right now.
No,
you have to get a marriage license from the state, numbnuts.
Ah,
horse
we
shit.
Can. We can. We can't.
Horse shit.
I know.
Hey. Hold on.
That sounds like a bunch of liberal bullshit.
What you don't seem to understand is that I've been to prison for not following the fucking rules.
Yeah, and with White Claw, there are no laws, so.
There
yeah.
ain't no law when you're drinking the fucking Claw, is it?
Goddamn right,
That's the
dude.
Best advertisement you're ever going to get, lady.
So let me ask you this. Are you in Drinking Bros, or are you just friends with a mirror?
I'm in Drinking Bros.
I'm in Drinking Bros. Oh.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't sound right.
Just flip the switch.
Did you turn it off? You turned it off. There you go.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Hi.
That's fine. Welcome
My name
back.
Is Nico Mulanoff, and I'm an alcoholic and a dumbass.
No, it's fine.
I am in Drinking Bros. I'm in a lot of subgroups. But I was
what
part of Maine. I was part of Maine, but there was some post a couple of years ago mm-hmm. that ended up commenting on, and me and some guy got in an argument about and I got kicked out, and
yeah.
they didn't like that, so I'm not in Maine anymore, but I'm in Nerds, I'm in Gaming, I'm in Pets, I'm in Central Florida, Drinking Bros Central Florida, which is actually how I met my homie right here, Bradley Jennings. Put the camera on him if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, my homie right
I
there.
Like how he's taking over the show
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's the director of the goddamn
Soon
show
he
now.
Said,
apparently.
I've been to jail for attempted murder. I have no control anymore. Zero
I
control.
I swear I'm a big teddy bear, eh?
Yeah, no, of course. You're exactly
Somebody bring me a beer.
You're exactly like Teddy Ruxpin.
No, I mean, I'm being serious. I need a beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Get him a beer before we die, motherfucker.
I'm packing that shit,
Jesus
yeah!
Christ.
PBR, baby.
Get him a PBR. So what do you do in Florida?
I was a cab driver. I was in a car accident some years ago. I'm disabled now.
Oh, you're, okay.
I don't do anything but sit on my ass getting fatter and playing video games.
Was the car accident your fault?
No, it wasn't. I got hit by a bus.
Holy
a
shit.
A city bus, yeah, eh? Yeah.
That's kind of the dream for Florida man is to get hit by a city bus, though, right? Like, honestly, that's the life right
I'm
there.
Didn't that happen every other weekend?
Yeah.
You're checking off every stereotype box on the Florida man list.
Would it help if I said this happened in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Yeah.
A little
okay.
bit, but not
yeah.
much.
Yeah. So are you going to get married to homegirl here?
If it wasn't so goddamn expensive.
Yeah.
Where did she go anyway? What the hell?
She was in
did
the hot
leave?
Tub for a long time.
And she's fucking... Look, hey, go see if your truck's still outside. She might have just went home. Okay.
She might have just went home. That's hilarious.
That's too many call-outs for me, isn't it? Jesus!
I'm going to be honest, man. The level of laughter and fear is probably even right now for me. I mean, it's probably at an even amount for me. Anybody you'd like to
give
my a
friend.
Shout out?
Thank you're my
you.
Friend.
No,
I love you.
I appreciate it. I absolutely appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? I do want to give a shout out. I want to say, Emery King, I wish you were here. Why in the fuck you didn't just book a plane ticket and come down here with
He's
us?
He's busy hanging out with fucking parrots.
Yeah, exactly.
And selling
Skyboy.
Skyboy.
Yeah, shout out to Skyboy.
Shameless plug.